All right, everybody, welcome back. We're diving deep today into history.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, we're going to explore those Dutch roots of New York City.
Okay.
You know, everyone knows it started as New Amsterdam, but
Right.
we got some excerpts from New Amsterdam, how New York City got its start. And we're going to use that to unearth how those Dutch origins actually still shape the city as we know it today. So
Very cool.
who knows? We might even figure out how things could be different
Totally.
if the Dutch had somehow held on to their colony.
It's an intriguing thought, isn't it, to think about how New York would
Right.
be if it was still under Dutch rule.
Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine like canals instead of subway tunnels.
Whoa.
It's kind of crazy to think about how these
Right.
seemingly insignificant historical events can lead to such dramatically different outcomes.
Okay, so set the scene for me.
Okay.
Early 1600s, the Dutch, they set foot on Manhattan. They weren't really the pilgrim types, right?
No, not quite.
Seeking religious freedom.
They weren't the
Like,
pilgrim types up in Massachusetts.
yeah.
No, they were much more
Entrepreneurial.
entrepreneurial. Yeah, I think of them as entrepreneurs. They
Okay.
saw opportunity,
Yeah.
right, for trade, for land, for
Yeah.
building something new. And that's a real contrast to the Puritan settlements further north with that
The strictness.
strict, yeah, religious focus. The
Right.
Dutch were much more interested in the practicalities of daily life.
Give me some examples.
Beer, pubs, bustling
Oh,
markets.
yeah.
Those were high on their list of priorities.
So a totally different vibe than
Absolutely.
the stern Puritans.
Yeah, the Dutch settlement was lively. It was an entrepreneurial hub,
Okay.
and they even established trade relations with the Native
Oh,
Americans,
wow.
who, according to some accounts,
Yeah.
found the Dutch wooden shoes,
The clogs.
the clogs. Yeah, rather amusing.
That is funny to imagine.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Different worlds colliding.
Okay, so let's jump ahead
Okay.
to 1664.
All right.
The English arrive.
Yep.
Did sparks fly? Was there like a big,
It wasn't as dramatic as you might think.
Really?
No, the English, they kind of
Yeah.
they strolled in and took over.
Really?
It was almost like like somebody just casually taking your parking spot.
Wow, the Dutch just kind of like
Yeah, and the
go
Dutch
on
were
with
the
it.
pragmatists. They
Yeah.
chose to, not
Oh.
put up a fierce fight.
Oh, wow.
They figured, why expend energy on a losing battle?
Just like, all right, well, you got it.
Yeah,
We'll go
exactly.
do something else.
We'll go have a beer.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So that's how New Amsterdam became.
Bigger.
New York,
New York.
named for
The Duke of York.
the Duke of York, who
Never
ironically
even visited the city.
never even visited.
I
Like,
know, right?
wild.
It's funny how history works out
It
sometimes.
really is. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is where things get interesting,
This
right?
is where it gets really interesting.
Like, what if the Dutch?
What if the Dutch had dug in their heels?
Yeah.
What if they had said, no, this is our
Yeah,
place?
yeah.
And they had really fought for it. Imagine a New York shaped by that stubborn Dutch spirit.
I'm all ears.
Okay, well.
Lay it on me. What would a Dutch-ruled New York City
All right, all right.
be
So,
like today?
first of all, picture this,
Okay.
a city designed around canals, much like Amsterdam,
Oh, wow.
right? So instead of the subway system, we'd have these water taxis
Weaving through.
weaving through the city.
That'd
Yeah.
be pretty cool, actually.
Right. And bicycle lanes would dominate.
Oh, yeah.
Jaywalking would practically be a competitive sport.
I could see that.
Right.
Okay, but let's dive deeper.
Right.
How about those Dutch values? You
Yeah.
talked about the entrepreneurial.
The tolerance,
Yeah.
the acceptance of different cultures and beliefs,
Yeah.
that was a big part of their worldview. It stemmed from that pragmatic approach to trade, diverse customer base, good for business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this could have led to a New York
Yeah.
with even greater
Burn.
cultural diversity and acceptance than we see
Than
today.
we see today.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. So even though their reign was short,
Yeah, relatively short.
relatively short. Yeah.
But they left a mark, didn't they?
They left a lasting mark.
I mean, you see it in the names, right?
Harlem, Brooklyn,
Staten Island.
Staten Island,
All Dutch.
Harlem,
And let's not forget
and let's not forget
what? The
their
Merchant of
infamous purchase of
Island.
Manhattan Island for a mere $24 worth of trinkets.
Like, can you imagine trying to buy even a square
This
foot of
person.
Manhattan with that today?
Right.
It really makes you think about the changing nature of value over time.
Right. Like, what was valuable then versus what's
Yeah.
valuable today?
Totally.
Okay, so if I'm walking through New York City today,
Yeah. Where can you see
glimpses of that Dutch heritage?
Well, you'll find traces of it everywhere.
Really?
If you know where to look.
Okay.
So keep an eye out for remnants of old canals.
Oh, wow.
Some of them are hidden beneath the city streets. Some neighborhoods still retain a bit of that Dutch architectural flair.
Okay.
And of course, there's that enduring love of bicycles.
Right.
And a certain pragmatic entrepreneurial spirit
that
permeates the city.
Yeah, it's all part of that rich tapestry.
Exactly.
That makes New York what it is.
Absolutely.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you hope listeners walk away with?
I'd say it's this. History isn't just a collection of names and dates.
It's more than that.
It's about understanding the forces that shaped the world we live in today.
And
in the case of New York City,
yeah.
those early Dutch influencers.
Still there.
They're still very much alive, even if we don't always realize it.
Right, right.
So as you explore the city, think about how those early Dutch values of pragmatism, tolerance, and entrepreneurship continue to resonate. Centuries later.
Okay. So everyone listening, next time you're in the city strolling around, take a moment.
Take a moment.
Appreciate that hidden Dutch heritage.
You might even stumble upon a hidden canal.
Oh, wow.
Or a building facade that whispers tales of New Amsterdam.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. Yes.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
And
remember, the past is always present.
Cool.
Just waiting to be discovered.
Very nice. I like that.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time.
See ya.
Bye.